You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We mark the 157th birthday of someone whose life is proof. Do not let the negative opinions of your professor get in the way of your ambitions. William Mayo was born this week in 1861. And yes, he is one half of the dynamic medical duo who went on to found the famed Mayo Clinic. University of Michigan medical historian and PBS contributor Dr. Howard Markell is here to talk about the man, Will Mayo, the son of a Minnesota physician.
Yeah, they were really physicians on the prairie. The father was a general practitioner who then was hired by the Minnesota militia to examine prospective soldiers for the Civil War. And that's how they settled in Rochester, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And then William Sr., the dad, set up his practice there. And his two sons, Will and Charlie, helped him. They watched him operate. They compounded pills and medications. They saddled up the horses. So they were groomed, so to speak,
they got
to become doctors.
A great apprenticeship, in
yeah,
a sense.
Yeah.
And so what brought Will to the University of Michigan?
Well, when he went in 1880, University of Michigan Medical School was one of the premier – well, it still is – one of the premier medical schools in the country. And it had just shifted from a two-year curriculum to a three-year curriculum. And 10 years later, it would shift to the four-year curriculum. And it started what several medical schools were doing, about a handful of medical schools were doing, combining didactic lectures with clinical experience, following patients on the wards, learning by doing.
Which we take for granted today.
We take for absolute for granted. And in fact, now we want our students to be on the ward, so to speak, even earlier than in my day where you had to sit in the classroom for 2 years before they let us loose.
And now they're letting them loose right at the beginning.
Right at the beginning.
And here he'd had all these years of watching dad and assisting
yeah.
dad, so he was well ahead there. But he ran afoul of at least one professor.
One of his professors at the University of Michigan, and I've been trying to figure out which one it was, did not predict a great career for him in medicine. And I really identified with that. When I took surgery as a medical student, my report card said, Howard is not a surgeon. And for years, I thought that was a compliment, but it really wasn't. And so I really identified with Will Mayo, although I have not had an iota of his career.
But here you have a professor saying you don't have
yeah,
a future in medicine.
Don't listen.
Don't listen to him. Listen to him. So
yeah.
What happened after he did graduate from Michigan Medical School, despite that professor's gloomy outlook?
Right.
What happened with his career?
And his younger brother, Charlie, 3 years later, went to Northwestern because they wanted to introduce some of the different teaching techniques of that Chicago medical school. And the two boys, or they were young men, joined their father's practice. And they worked out of a hospital in Rochester called St. Mary's that was run by a religious order of nuns. And after a few natural disasters, some tornadoes and storms, where they set up sort of contingent emergency rooms to take care of people, the order that was running St. Mary's built a larger, newer, more modern hospital and wanted the Mayo brothers to practice out of it. And that's where they had their original surgical clinic. Will majored, if you will, in diseases of the abdomen. He worked on the gallbladder, on the liver.
Tested stomach.
Appendectomies,
yeah.
Stomach. And Charlie was worked on neurosurgery, ENT, ear, nose, and throat, above the neckline.
And they hit on a rather brilliant and revolutionary way to grow the business.
They did. And unlike other doctors that we've talked about, for example, John Harvey Kellogg was the major domo of the Battle Creek Sanitarium. He could not have competition, different types of doctors who knew more than he did. But Will and Charlie knew what they knew, and they were also learning surgery in the beginning of the golden age of surgery, of aseptic surgery, of germ theory, of preventing postoperative infections and so on. But they also knew they didn't know, for example, cardiology, or they didn't know a lot about infectious diseases. So they hired specialists to join them in their practice that was unofficially known as the Mayo Clinic when doctors sent patients their way. But it wasn't until the 19-teens that it formally became the Mayo Clinic.
And it was kind of a new revolutionary idea to bring in all these different specialists under the one roof.
A group practice. Department store, if you will. You know, the fourth floor is cardiology and pulmonology. The second floor is internal medicine, what have you. And that became the gold standard for major medical centers around the world.
And it's something that stems from the Mayo Clinic. There's that kind of patina about it. There's an aura.
Well, in fact, there was a study. Doctors study the weirdest things. But they wanted to know what are the most recognizable names in American medicine. The Mayo Clinic as a brand name was number one, followed by Johns Hopkins. And it is an incredible brand name, deservedly so, where a great many physicians have trained and practice and do great work.
Now, unlike the battling Kellogg brothers who tore each other apart in their lifetime, you say Will and Charlie Mayo were very devoted to each other?
Very much so. They were very devoted. They were good friends and good colleagues. And Will died in July of 1939, only a few months after Charlie died in May of 1939. And it was probably of a broken heart.
Really, when you think about it, what were the most important legacies the Mayo brothers gave to medicine?
They brought all the modern techniques of surgery that were being worked on in Europe and on the Eastern Seaboard to the Middle West. They also developed what we would now call a group practice, where you bring all sorts of specialists working together for the benefit of the patient. And they virtually won every major award in American medicine. And they were very interested in medical education, of the training of doctors.
Well, happy 157th birthday to a graduate of the University of Michigan Medical School, Dr. William Mayo, born this week in 1861. Dr. Howard Markell, always a pleasure.
Thank you.